Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
But now, as you heard on the news there, the funeral of Christy Dignam is happening as we speak, and the public part where Christy was driven through the streets of Finglas is over now. And I guess it's fitting that the funeral itself is private. Christy had said that when he got sick, he realised the only thing that really mattered to him was his family. That's what mattered, and he's back with them now. Bono, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
That's a sad day for the Irish music community.
Quite a moment here, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more than sad. I think, you know, I couldn't make the procession in the last few days, so I've just been listening to, as everyone else has, and it's been dawning on me, I suppose, the depth of their talent, the extraordinariness of this singer, you know, and he kind of had everything, which is really annoying. he's so beautiful, this beautiful man with this, you know, devilish, you know, laugh and smile. And then he sang like this angel and wrote these lyrics, you know, these incredible lyrics. This is the face of a teenage mother, this is the child she bears, this is the soul of a broken lover searching for the smiles they shared. These are the feet of the punished pilgrim. And in his book of punished love, you see his eyes, you see no surprise. I mean, I don't know if we knew, I certainly don't know if I knew, because what we had with this extraordinary man and this great band. I mean, I remember thinking, when I heard Oasis first, they remind me of somebody, and it was Aslan.
Yeah.
You know, they were sort of had that voice. And then the other thing, I suppose, you know, if a singer always knows when you're in the room with someone who can outsing you, and the operatics of his voice, I suppose, and you know, as well as living around the corner from Aslan. And I first met, I think, Billy McGuinness on Cedarwood Road. But, you know, we were close in other ways. His father loved opera.
Yeah.
And my father loved opera. And, you know, that's where he got this from, I think. And this ability to move so comfortably through the octaves, you know. And so just as a singer, I'm just been overwhelmed by his voice the last few days. So it is a very sad moment for music and above all for his family, for Catherine and Kira and Darren. I met them in their house a few years back. They're just beautiful people.
Yeah, and of course, like, a great singer needs a great life story as well, and Christy is a great story of redemption as well.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, his story is just really, again, just coming out with what he had to overcome in his childhood, then with addiction, and that pure, yeah, it's a pure signal. This is what it keeps coming back to me. It's just it comes down to tone sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a great singer to sing in a rock band or a folk band or any other, make other kind of music, but he was a great singer. And, you know, they say, you know, some bands, some artists, they have everything but it. He had everything and it.
Yeah.
And that makes the tragedy so all the more. But he did transcend those problems, and then that cruel blow of his health. What songs they've left behind us. I'm just listening to Goodbye Charlie Moon, thinking, wow. And the band could really, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
So, Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think as well, Bono, and I'll let you go on this. The mark of a great singer as well is interpreting other people's songs. Actually, Fiacnó No Brain On made an interesting point during the week that Christy, I tend to think a lot of the great Irish rock singers are actually soul singers. He said Christy had actually become a folk singer, and I suppose, you know, he was singing the stories of his people. But in terms of interpretation, you'll know that you need to be a brave man to sing a Bowie song. So what I'm going to play now, and I let you go on it, is this is Aslan with Christy singing Quicksand. I think this is probably his final vocal performance. I presume you've come across it in the last few days listening to it.
Yes, it's incredible.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? Like, there's not many people could out Bowie, but I think he might have done it with this. Listen, Bono, thank you very much for that lovely tribute to Christy this morning. And I'd encourage people now to just, for the morning that's in it, you might not know this song, just stop now. Stop now and take 2 or 3 minutes and listen to this. It's extraordinary. Thanks, Bono.